a matter of free speech, or a harm to victims of crime. Today, a single justice of the state Supreme Court will hear arguments about the WBUR pilot program called Open Court. Based at the Quincy District Court, it aims to post court hearings online in order to bring greater access and transparency to the justice system. But the Norfolk County District Attorney says posting proceedings could harm victims and taint the judicial process. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney reports.
What prompted this case is the case of a 15-year-old girl who was allegedly abducted back in May and forced into prostitution over a two-week period. The judge ruled that WBUR's pilot program, Open Court, could live stream the dangerousness hearing for the alleged abductor, Norman Barnes. During that hearing at Quincy District Court, the defense attorney named the victim twice and gave information that could be used to identify her, such as the name of her school. Because of that, Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey sought to block WBUR from posting and archiving the hearing footage online. He argued that posting would give unfettered and perpetual access to the hearing, which he said could cause exponential harm to the victim and damage the ongoing criminal investigation. John Davidow, who oversees Open Court, says WBUR is concerned about the victims, too.
WBUR never had and never would publish this kind of material that would identify a juvenile victim. But that's the decision of a responsible news organization.
Davidow says the key issue is whether a judge or a news organization should be able to decide what information gets published from a public court hearing. He notes that other journalists have done stories about the same proceedings.
Is anybody accusing those reporters of tainting the juries, of creating difficulties with the judicial process? I'm not sure I see any difference between those.
The Norfolk County DA's office has declined requests for an interview, but DA Morrissey says in a statement that while he has pushed for open government, quote, we should not be hurting victims in the process. In court documents, he argues it would be better for WBUR to use victimless crimes, such as drunk driving, in the pilot project. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.